to go.
So this isn't what we want. So we want to read clothes on two. Read a few clothes on the field, drop on the clothes. About how to get cured. Only a pure devotee can convert others to pure devotional service. Therefore, it is important for the preachers in our Krishna consciousness movement to first become pure devotees and follow the regulative principles, refraining from illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. They should regularly chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, on their beads. Regularly chant, everything. Follow the devotional process. Rise early in the morning. Attend Mangalarti. Recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita regularly. So the Prabhupada gives a list here. In other words, how to be an effective preacher? Well, we mentioned in the purport, Prabhupada mentioned categorically by being qualified, by being serious, by being sincere, and by following orders of the spiritual master. These are the four requisites. Now here, he's delineating or making very clear what are those qualifications. You want to be, these are how you become pure. If purity is the force, you want to be successful, you want to be pure. You want to collect 50 million lakhs of rupees or 5 million crores, whatever, be pure. How to be pure? Rise early, chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly on the beach, follow the devotional process. It says all these things here. Recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita regularly, regularly, every day. Nityam Bhagavata Devaya Nashtapraishu Padraishu. And then, in this way, Prabhupada saying, in this way one can become purified. The purity is the force. This is the way. You want to know the way? How do I become pure? You say purity is the force, Maharaj. How do I become pure? Here's how you become pure. And you become free from all material contamination. And he says, to make a show, to make a show. You know this word? Show, to make a show. To make a show of devotional service. I mean, tilak, dhoti, very neat, everything neat and clean. You make a show. But there's no purity, there's no actual bhakti there. Just to make a show of devotional service will not help one. One must be a pure devotee, following the devotional process. Then one can convert others to devotional service. If a devotee behaves properly in devotional service, he will be able to convert others. Otherwise, his preaching will have no effect. We talk about how to be an effective preacher, and then if you don't behave nicely, sadhachar, vaishnava sadhachar, and don't follow the devotional process, you'll have no purity, and your preaching will have no effect. But if you follow the process and behave very nicely, then Prabhupada's guaranteeing your preaching will have effect. In Vrindavan, during Kartik month, 1972, Srila Prabhupada lectured on nectar of devotion, and he gave this quote. We must be very cautious and careful that those who are preachers must be pure Vaishnavas, anya vilashita sunya, not for money's sake, not for reputation's sake. In other words, not that we're going out preaching just for money or for reputation. Reputation means fame, yasho. I'm the biggest collector. I won the marathon, life membership marathon. By hook or by crook, by telling 5,000 lies, you become a member, we'll pick you up at the airport in a Rolls Royce. We have a 5-star guest house. We have 500 5-star guest house, 5-star guest houses around the world. We'll pick you up in a Rolls Royce car. You please become a member of us. Oh, yes, sure. Not by lying, cheating, or for reputation. But you want to be number one, so you shut, lie, and do everything. So a preacher must be pure. Not for money's sake, not for reputation's sake. Low, puja, pratishtha. This is not the preacher. Low, puja, pratishtha. Only for serving Krishna. That is the cause. That is what we're preaching for. To serve Krishna. Anya vilashita sunya. This is pure Vaishnavism. One has to satisfy Krishna, not for any other purpose. So this preaching work must be taken up by pure Vaishnavism. If the Shastric injunctions and the directions given by the authorities, the acharyas, are presented as they are, then surely there will be effect. You want to be effective? Prabhupada's giving another clue here. We're talking about how to be effective preachers, so Prabhupada uses the word effect. You want to be effective? Then you preach the books. You preach the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. This is what Vishwanath says. This is what Prabhupada says. This is what Krishna says. This is the purport. You preach the conclusion. That's what it says. You present as they are, as they are. Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Not some impersonal Mayavada Gita. You present Krishna's teaching, and you will be an effective preacher. You will collect crores of rupees, make thousands of devotees. It has been proved, and it is being proved. So this process we should adopt, and our success of Krishna, of the Krishna consciousness movement, is assured. The Prabhupada said, we want to be successful, build a big temple here, build 100 big temples in Delhi. This is the way to be successful. He said, it's been proved. What is the proof of it? This verse. When Satyuga, with the first college preaching program of Prahlad Maharaj, he's proving it. What was his preaching technique? Light membership, fancy talk, lies, all kinds of benefits and all that? No. What was his preaching technique? He simply repeated what he heard from Narada Muni. Narada Muni was his guru, his authority, his acharya. And he repeated. He just repeated the Vedas. He just repeated the Bhagavatam. He repeated the story. He repeated the Vedas. He repeated the teachings. And he was fantastically successful. Completely successful. Converted the whole school. Not only one little pious little demon. There was one little demon that had a little piety in him, so he converted them. He converted everybody. And they weren't just saying, yes, okay, we'll follow you for lunch. They were ecstatically following him. Ecstatically following him. When it's time for lunch, they threw their chitlins on the side just to dance in ecstasy. They don't want to waste time eating. They'd rather chat and dance with Prahlada. They're eating. They only have a half hour for lunch. You have 30 minutes to eat your lunch. So Prahlada said, well, before we eat, let's have a kirtan. So we shouldn't eat, but I'm a kirtan. All right. So they had a kirtan. The kirtan went the whole 30 minutes. They couldn't eat their chitlins. They didn't want them. Bhavanti Vinkarna Rasayana Kata. They took the Rasayana. They took the life-giving medicine of Harinam and Sarasanga. The Sama Prasanga Mahavirya Sambhara. Associating with Prahlad was satisfying. Hearing the holy name was joyful and fulfilling. So sometimes, just to conclude on a rather sweet note, Madhuram Samapaya, to explain in Sanskrit Jama that Madhuram Samapaya, that we should always conclude everything on a sweet note. So we are going out and preaching, sometimes we're going out and partnered. The two devotees go together like Gaurasundar and some other devotee, or maybe older devotee, younger devotee. Isn't that you go on two partners? So this is an old system. This partner system was started by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was started, and he made nice partners. And the first life membership team, we're talking about college preaching, started in Satyuga. So the first life membership, life means to give people Krishna, because Krishna is life, the preacher has life. If you don't have Krishna, you're dead. You're just slapping for a few moments on the shore of the theologian. The materialists are dead, so the first life member party going and they give life to the people, give jiva, to wake up to life, was Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, they were the first team. They went out together. But as you may experience, sometimes your partner is not very agreeable, or you want to go turn right, and he wants to turn left. And there's sometimes some problems, even though you're the boss, you're supposed to be in charge. So that was the situation. Also with Haridas and Murnityananda, sometimes it's very difficult to preach. So Chaitanya Bhagavat tells us a very sweet little section here that I thought the preachers would appreciate. Seeing how this is nothing new. It's nothing new if we have some problem getting along with our partner. We go and complain to Radha Damodar, he's the Mahant of the Light Membership Program, I think. Light Membership Mahant. So we go to the Mahant and we say, Damodar, this partner, it's too much. He just wants to preach all day. He doesn't want to take rest. He never wants to come to the temple and take prasadam. He just wants to stay out there and preach. I can't, it's too much for me. I have to say slowly. So you may make complaints like that, or he, whatever. So just imagine if you had Lord Nityananda as your partner. You might be thinking, Nityananda, always joyful, always blissful, always in ecstasy. Well, it would be great if I had Lord Nityananda as my partner. Gaurasundar and Nityananda, Lord Nityananda and Gaurasundar Prabhu, what a great combination. Life membership. But just here, how what Haridas had to tolerate. Nityananda, Haridasa Thakur and Chaitanya Bhagavat, Haridasa Thakur speak. Vrindavan Das Thakur writes down what he said. Haridasa Thakur, in his own words, he was describing, they were saying, oh, what's it like? Oh, Haridasa, what is it like? You're preaching with Lord Nityananda, you go out every day. What's it like when you go out and preach with him? Like some bhakta may go out with Gaura Sundar. I mean, another bhakta says, well, what's it like going out with Gaura Sundar? They don't tell. Well, you know, so Haridasa is telling, he says, well, first of all, Lord Nityananda is very restless. He's very restless. You know, restless means like, restless means he's not peaceful. He goes this way. Sometimes, if I go in one direction, he goes in another. Haridasa is saying, he's very restless. He is going here and there. I go this way, he goes that way. Then, sometimes, he jumps. We're walking along the road, going to meet someone, he jumps in the Ganges and starts swimming around. And then I try to call him out of the Ganges. Then when he comes out of the Ganges, then we walk a little bit, then he starts jumping and climbing up the tree, and runs up and down the tree. And then he goes along a little further, and then he sees in the Ganga, he sees something in the Ganga which catches his attention. And he jumps, he dives in the Ganga, and he starts swimming. And there's some crocodiles there, and he tries to catch the crocodiles. You know these big makaras, like makara type? Crocodiles, alligators. He catches them, and he starts riding them around the Ganga. And I have to call him from the bank, Nitai, come! Sankirtan, Sankirtan. Okay. So do you have a partner like this? Is your partner like that? You come to the stoplight and you stop at the stoplight, you're going to visit someone, he jumps out of the car with a cartel, he starts running around the car, Haribo! And the big kirtan at the stoplight, hey, bro, get in the car, don't smack like the kirtan, we have an appointment at 1 o'clock. Get in the car, we have an appointment, what is it? No, come on, right now, right here, son. So Haridasa is saying, And then Lord Krishna is walking along, he sees some young boys, he just shouts at them angrily. He sees some young boys, starts shouting at the young boys, disturbing them, and just makes them angry for no reason. Then sometimes we go by when we're going in the village, or we're going by the village, he steals butter and cream from the milkman and runs away. Imagine you're walking with your friend, you're in a place going to visit someone, and your partner just grabs a bunch of, fruit stuff from fruit vendors, start eating. He starts running down the street and you're with him, right? You imagine how he's walking around with Nityananda, it goes to the dude ball and just grabs a bunch of butter and runs down, starts eating it, and the dude ball is saying, hey, come back, sure. And how he goes, oh my god. What a partner. I have to go to Lord Chaitanya and tell, look, Lord Chaitanya, I need a new partner. I can't put up with this going with the new guy. He says, Nityananda, when I'm with Nityananda, he goes by the dupa, he steals butter and cream, and he runs, and then I get caught. I get caught by the man, and he runs away and escapes, because I'm old, I'm a little older than this guy, a little slower than you. So then when we're walking along, and Nityananda meets a young virgin girl, he goes up and, oh, please, I want to marry you. He goes up to her, he's already has Janava there, and Vasudha, two wives are there. But he goes, some young girl's walking very shyly by, he takes her veil, throws it up, excuse me, I want to marry you. You can imagine you're walking with your friends and they're going in, on your way to visit down the street, and you get up to some girl, excuse me, I want to marry you. Too much. Or, and if that's not enough, when they're going through some farm area, hotel area, so then Lord Nityananda runs, he jumps on a bull, and he starts screaming, Mahesh, 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 Mahadev, Mahadev. Because he thinks the bull is Nandi. He thinks he sees the bull as Nandi, and he thinks of himself as Lord Shiva. He jumps on the bull. And if he sees a cow sitting somewhere in the person's yard, he goes and milks that cow and starts drinking the milk straight away. So this is, sometimes you have a preaching partner that may be hard to get along with. Anyway, preaching is the essence, purity is the force. Utility is the principle, and books are the basis. Gandharajima Bhagavatam ki, Jai Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is there time for questions? Any questions? If anyone wants to hear Hindi, Hindi is given elsewhere, in the Goshala. It's interesting, we were looking up some notes and we found in the folio a whole discussion of Prabhupada about Hindi or English in India. Very wonderful discussion. I was thinking I'm going to talk to Ram now and get a print out of it today. How everything should be English in the temples in India. There was a discussion in Bombay with an Indian gentleman. Prabhupada, why don't you have any Hindi classes with that?
Very nice.
Just by chance, I came across that and I thought, okay. When Prabhupada was here, I was really translating blah, 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 blah. Go somewhere else, have another speaker, have another class. Just like in Vrindavan, in Prabhupada's house, they have Hindi class. Rather than the Maharaj or whatever, you know, good speakers, go ahead. They have in Prabhupada's house, and in the temple, they have English. Fine. So we have Hindi somewhere. Temple should be English. Just completely absorbed. This is proper. This is Prabhupada wants this. I'll go on record and say that. And it's a wonderful discussion. A lot of the Indian man thinks, all these things, trying to, Hindi, 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 national language, Hindi, and Prabhupada smashes them in like 20 different ways. Isn't international language, is this, that? Anyone has any voice, they speak English, Prabhupada speaks. Very nice. Because I had it here, it's so much, you know, Kitri, you know, program, you know, this thing, that, one year. I mean, you know, we're going to keep changing all the time. Do what Prabhupada wanted and do it right.
You spoke about any dance thing.
No, we never finish because the body, the mood of the body is kinana di sudhikina. So when you say, oh, what's 16 rounds? 16 rounds? What was that 16 rounds? 15 rounds I was daydreaming and one, you know. So better we chant, always chant.
And I've done 16 rounds.
Yeah, I know. I've done 16 rounds, now I can do any, you know, whatever thing, anything. But I have done 16 rounds, my thought should be, what kind of 16 rounds? I better do some more rounds. Let me chant some more rounds. And by always being in that mood of wanting to chant more, then one won't be engaged improperly towards doing any crazy things. Mm-hmm. Which is always chanting all the names. Any other comments? Which one? The Sambra Sangam? That's third canto, chapter 25, verse 25, I believe. Such a wonderful verse. We looked up in folio on the computer thing about Prabhupada. And I typed in that verse I wanted to see. And Prabhupada quote mentions it 55 times. In the course of 10 years, in 55 different lectures and first words. In other words, it's a very common verse of Prabhupada. Very wonderful verse. The Tham Prasanga of Mandiri Sangha. The Vanti Rakarna Sangha. Anything else? Mohan?
You said that when you look upon the temple, one cannot make it to the heart. Like when you said before Prabhupada smoking riches went to the West, and they were not successful. They were in the Goryavashim line and they were falling.
There was some success. I mean, in other words, Bhan Maharaj went to England, there's some devotees went to the West. They did affect the heart. There were some. In other words, the more pure you are, the more they affect. You know, purity is the force. The more purity, the more force. So, they went and, in fact, Bhan Maharaj, when he came back, he brought back a few Germans, he brought back a few disciples for that he offered as a Lord of Jesus, offered to the Saraswati. And he did, and he made a disciple in England. Some disciples are there. Some effect was there, no doubt. Definitely effect was there. But the extent of the effect was incomparable, the effect of Srila Prabhupada, who sometimes we just wholesale condemn and out of that. But no, let's be a little cool-headed and be very objective. So much that. I'm very glad. That you really know, and Prabhupada went with a revolution. And a revolution. Krishna, Hare, what they call it? I agree, we call it the Hare Krishna explosion. He wrote one book, Hare Krishna Explosion, a biography of the early days of San Francisco. Hare Krishna Explosion by Hare Krishna. And that's what it was. It was an explosion. Not just a little tiny, you know, hand grenade, a little garland, like flower garland, a little bomb. It was like World War III. It was a worldwide. Why did you say World War I? World War II. So Prabhupada was a world war, a worldwide explosion of Krishna consciousness. Every continent, every country, every nation, every creed, everyone. What purity was there? Inconceivable. So we're coming, we are like waves from that ocean. We are like, we say, anugas. We are like Tarala. We are Prabhupada Tarala. Isn't that Tarala? Waves? Tarala? We are waves on the ocean, the Prabhupada Samudra. Prabhupada preaching Samudra. We're like a wave in that ocean. In the entire ocean, unlimited, unfathomable ocean, uncrossable, unfathomable, inconceivable ocean of preaching. So each devotee, each follower of Prabhupada is like a wave in that ocean. Maybe a tidal wave. Tidal wave means big, big wave. Like typhoon type. Or maybe little wave. Some wave is there. So I mean, some purity is there, and some effect is there.
Someone has a question, they can come up.
And then in 1965, that's 40 years, right? 22 to 65, 43 years. So he didn't say, well, I'm in business now, I can't do it, so forget about it. He just said, someday, I must do it, I must do it, I must do it, I must do it. And then 43 years later, he goes off and then he did it. So, it's a long, so your guru may tell you, oh, you Krishna, you should open a preaching center and do this. Someday you should do this. Well, maybe you can't do it now, but maybe in 20 years you do it. You never forget. In other words, you don't think, well, it's just the order of my guru. I mean, how can I do it? Forget about it. Well, he didn't think like that. He said, well, I can't do it now, but I won't forget, and I'll do it someday. So there's many, many lessons. That's why life is there, to give us inspiration in our own mind. We have our own mind, and we draw what we can from Prabhupada's life, and but the other things we just can't imitate. We can follow.
But like Prabhupada used to glorify his Guru Maharaj, and this way, his disciples are glorifying him. But I mean, this is not that because Vaishnavas are so, they are humble. This is their humility. Otherwise, they are also equal to, like Prabhupada used to glorify Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj so much.
Yeah.
But he did what Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj didn't do, no?
No, it's never. That's like kind of to think like that is like material thinking. The real thing is that Krishna is doing everything according to his plan and according to his time. He has his own time reference. So what Krishna wanted to do in 1920s and 30s, he did with Bhakti Sananda. What Krishna wants to do in the 1960s and 70s and 80s, he did with Prabhupada. What Krishna wants to do in 1990s and 2000s and 2020, he'll do with whomever. He'll do with ISKCON and all everybody together, a big army.
Yes.
He did it with one person in the 30s in India. He did it with one person. Now he's doing it with a whole army of persons.
But like
Krishna's doing it.
Yes.
And so disciples, their duty is always to glorify their guru. By glorifying guru, they're simply glorifying Krishna. Krishna is doing wonderful things through this guru. And Krishna did wonderful things. It's all equal. It's all spiritual. It's not like, it's not more or less. That's material thinking. Oh, I opened one hospital. My father opened one hospital for the poor. But somehow, by my good karma, I opened up 10 hospitals. So I'm better. Why is that better? Just because 10 more means better? It's just like a material thing. I have $100, well, I have $1,000, you're better than me. You may have more money, maybe more hospitals, it doesn't mean better. It's just, it's somehow, you know, there's more money available now, and maybe it was maybe harder for your father to collect the money and open one hospital in 1930 than it is for you to do now. There's so much black money in India, so much shooting or whatever. So it's easier to open 10 hospitals now than it was to open one hospital see, the thinking is that if I was preaching or if I was trying to open a hospital in the 1930s, I probably couldn't open one. But because of the times and the situation and so much free money and black money around, I was able to do 10. But it's all the mercy of my father who trained me in this way, like that. So Prabhupada, the devotee, always thinks whatever is done is simply done by the mercy of Guru. So Prabhupada always glorified his Guru and his disciples who glorify him. It's natural. But it's all being done by Krishna. On one level you can say, yes, Prabhupada did more. But that's not really the way it works. Not Prabhupada's not. He's just an instrument. Nimitta matram. Krishna tells Arjuna in Gita, just become an instrument. Become an instrument of my will. So the will is Krishna. It's Krishna's will. So it's Krishna's will, Lord Chaitanya or Krishna. It's his will that everybody gets Krishna conscious, every village and town and chapter. So he expresses his will, okay, you do it now, and you do it, and you go to Hungary and do it. So Shivaram goes to Hungary, and you go to Global Krishna, goes to Russia, or goes. So all these people are expressing their will, so they're all glorious. They're all glorious, and they should be glorified for their work. Because the glorification goes to Krishna, it's Krishna doing it. But sometimes it gets a little distorted. Prabhupada is bigger than any Acharya ever. And that's nice to kind of arouse, you know, fidelity or arouse sentiments and arouse, I can't think of the word, but arouse, you know, party spirit. And Prabhupada is the best. He's the biggest and the best that ever was. He's bigger than Lord Chaitanya. He's bigger than everybody. Lord Chaitanya preached in Bengal and Orissa, and he went on tour, and he's the Prabhupada. He's bigger than God. They get a little fanatical sometimes. It's okay, I guess, if that's what it takes to get you faith, to increase your faith in Prabhupada. But someone a little more philosophical, a little more broad-minded, you may not appreciate such a fanatical approach. Because the real thing is, it's Krishna coming through. Not to diminish, we don't diminish. Prabhupada's glory remains, it'll always remain on its own. The sun establishes its own glory, no matter what you try to say. Well, the sun doesn't need any advertising, doesn't need any promotional group, no PR, nothing. The sun comes up, establishes its own glory. The problem is, he's already risen, his glories are eternal. So whether you try to minimize them or try to maximize them or whatever you do, they're already there. But we should always try to see things in proper spiritual light, in a balanced way. Thank you for prasadam yesterday. Yiraj got a very nice meal yesterday.
I also took Mahavajat a little bit left. Very tasty.
Yiraj is very hungry. He practically ate everything. Didn't leave anything for anybody.
My God.
Thank you. Are you a disciple of Radha?
Yes.
I met you before.
Yes.
What's your name? I forgot.
Radha Gopinath.
Radha Gopinath. You're from the Gopinath place.
I
look like Bhakti Siddhartha. Your nose is something like Bhakti Siddhartha. I'm sure he's very intelligent also. Nose like Shukadeva, parrot. Parrot means you get the essence. You know, parrot nose goes like this. You get the essence.
Externally, one other so.
I can understand your question. So, what's your question?
Yeah, that quote on the Prabhupada asked to speak in English.
Oh, where Prabhupada's talking about English?
I wrote it. Isko शंकराचार्य जी ने अद्वैतवाद का है. अद्वैत का मतलब है दूसरा नहीं.
दूसरा नहीं.
हाँ मैंने नहीं अद्वैत मैंने दूसरा नहीं. भगवान या ब्रह्म वो निर्विशेष और निर्विकार है. ये कहते हैं कौन? शंकराचार्य जी. वो निर्विशेष और निर्विकार. निर्विशेष है यानी उसमें कोई विशेषता नहीं है. ये एक प्रश्न है. ये उन्होंने क्यों कहा? वो ये कहते हैं कि निर्विकार तभी हो सकता है जब वो निर्विशेष हो. विशेषता से विकार आने के चांसेस रहते हैं. तो प्रश्न ये है कि ये जो दुनिया बन रही है इसमें इतने जीव पैदा हो रहे हैं, इतने जीव मर रहे हैं, ये पहाड़, ये ब्रह्मांड, ये सारा का सारा विकार है जिसमें भी परिवर्तन घटित होता है वो क्या है? विकार। एक चीज थी बदल के दूसरी हो गई, ये क्या हो गया? विकार हो गया। जिसको देखने से जो मूल सत्य है उससे भिन्न तत्व दिखाई दे तो वो भिन्न तत्व क्या हो गया? वो विकार। पर भगवान में विकास नहीं। समस्या ये है कि ये सृष्टि भगवान ने बनाई, तो भगवान ने ये सृष्टि कैसे बनाई? अपने में विकार पैदा करके बनाई? पर भगवान में विकास आ सकता नहीं। ब्रह्म क्या है? मेरे विकार। तो ब्रह्म में ये सृष्टि नहीं बन सकती, ब्रह्म इस सृष्टि का निर्माता नहीं हो सकता, क्योंकि अगर वो इस सृष्टि बनाता है तो वो क्या बन जाता है? विकारी बन जाता है। उसके अंदर परिवर्तन आता है, वो अपने में से एक अंश निकाल के इस सृष्टि की रचना करता है, जो उद्भव होती है, मेंटेन होती है, उसके बाद निरस्त हो जाती है। तो विकार किस में आया? ब्रह्म में आया। तो या तो ब्रह्म में विकार मान ले, या सृष्टि ब्रह्म से नहीं है ये माने। अगर हम ये मानते हैं कि सृष्टि ब्रह्म से नहीं है तो फिर किसी अन्य चीज से सृष्टि, अगर अन्य चीज से मानते हैं तो ब्रह्म के अलावा कोई दूसरी चीज हमें क्या करनी पड़ेगी? कल्पना करनी पड़ेगी। ये बड़ी समस्या पैदा हो गई। तो अद्वैतवादियों ने, शंकराचार्य जी ने इसका क्या हल निकाला? इसका हल निकाला, देखो भाई ये सृष्टि जो कि तुम्हें विकार दिखाई देती है, ये ब्रह्म में विकार भी नहीं हो सकता, इसलिए ये सृष्टि है ही नहीं। ये सृष्टि है ही क्या मतलब? तो हम इतना कुछ देखते हैं वो क्या है ही नहीं, उसका कोई अस्तित्व नहीं, ये आप कैसे कह सकते हैं? हम तो सब अनुभव करते हैं। बोलते हाँ अनुभव करते हो, ये बिल्कुल वैसा ही अनुभव है जैसा एक सोया हुआ व्यक्ति स्वप्न देखता है। जब वो स्वप्न देखता है उस समय उसको पूर्ण अनुभव होता है, जिनसे मिल रहा होता है, जिनसे गले मिल रहा होता है, जिनसे बातें कर रहा होता है, जहाँ पे बैठा होता है उधर के परिवेश माहौल को वो पूरा अनुभव करता है। वहाँ उसे गर्मी भी लगती है, ठंड भी लगती है, क्रोध भी आता है और प्रेम भी जागृत होता है, सब कुछ उसके अंदर भाव घटित होते हैं। लेकिन जब वो जागता है तो देखता है कि ये सारा का सारा अनुभव क्या था? झूठा था, मिथ्या था, कुछ तो था ही नहीं। इस तरह से ये सारी की सारी सृष्टि मिथ्या है ही नहीं, ये स्वप्न मात्र है। और जब जीव जागता है तो देखता है कि जीव है ही नहीं, ना वो है ना ये सृष्टि है, सिर्फ एक क्या है? ब्रह्म है। ये अद्वैत बात है। जीव एक ब्रह्म है, ब्रह्म मीन्स भगवान, भगवान शब्द नहीं यूज करते। भगवान शब्द यूज करने में कुछ प्रॉब्लम पैदा होती है, क्या प्रॉब्लम पैदा होती है? भग मैंने ऐश्वर्य, वान मैंने ऐश्वर्य के रखने वाले, जो ऐश्वर्य को रखने वाले हैं वो निर्विशेष नहीं है। उन्होंने तो ब्रह्म को क्या बनाया? निर्विशेष, इसलिए वो भगवान नहीं शब्द यूज करते। लेकिन एक जनरल पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से ये समस्या पैदा होती है कि सृष्टि भगवान से है तो सृष्टि की रचना में समय तो भगवान के अंदर विकार पैदा हो जाता है, तो भगवान क्या हो गए? विकारी। एक भगवान ने 100 आत्माएं बनाई सपोज, तो क्या हुआ? जैसे एक कागज के टुकड़े से हमें 100 कागज का टुकड़ा है बनाना है तो क्या करेंगे? इसमें से एक कागज निकाल के उसके कैंची से छोटे 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 क्या कर लेंगे? 100 टुकड़े कर लेंगे। तो कागज क्या हो गया? तो 100 टुकड़े बनाने के लिए, एक कागज के 100 टुकड़े बनाने के लिए कागज को हमने क्या करना पड़ा? काट देना पड़ा, काट छाट कागज। अगर 100 टुकड़े उसी कागज से बनाते हैं तो कागज में क्या आ जाएगी? कटौती हो जाएगी, तो कागज में विकार हो जाएगा। सारी सारी समस्या इस बात पे निर्भर कर रही है। ये समस्या है, ये बड़े बड़े फिलोसफरों के अंदर ये समस्या है, सारी वर्ल्ड की जितने भी थिंकर हैं वो इसी बात में सोचते हैं सृष्टि बनती रहती है। ज्ञानी लोग कहते हैं ऑटोमेटिकली बनती है, इसको कोई बनाने वाला है नहीं, एक प्रोसेस है, ऑटोमेटिक प्रोसेस है, बन रही है फिगर रही है, बन रही है, बन रही है, इसमें कोई बनाने वाला कोई नहीं। क्योंकि अगर बनाने वाला है तो इसका मतलब जिस चीज में ये सृष्टि बन रही है, जिन एलिमेंट से ये सृष्टि बन रही है, वो एलिमेंट और बनाने वाला दो अलग अलग चीजें हैं। तो दो अलग अलग चीजें हैं तो दोनों का एक का दूसरे पे कंट्रोल कैसे आएगा? और अगर एक भगवान है, एक ब्रह्म है, उसने अपने अंदर से ही चीज क्रिएट करके बनाई है, तो उसके अंदर क्या आ गया? विकार आ गया। एक बहुत बड़ी समस्या, इसका हल निकालना इतना आसान काम नहीं है। इसी हल के चक्कर में ढेर सारी फिलोसफियां क्रिएट होती चल रही है, और सबसे बड़ी फिलोसफी बनी ये अद्वैत वाली। उन्होंने तो सारी समस्या का हल ही निकाल दिया, और क्या हल निकाल दिया? ना रहे बांस ना बजे की बांसी, सृष्टि ही मिथ्या है ही नहीं। जिस तरह से आदमी स्वप्न के बाद जाग के देखता है कि वो ही है और बाकी जो कुछ भी थे वो नहीं है, ऐसे ही ब्रह्म स्वप्न देख रहा है, और जब वो जागृत होता है तो देखता है कि उसके अलावा कोई है नहीं। इसलिए सब जीवों को उन्होंने मंत्र दे दिया, अहम ब्रह्मास्मि, अरे उठो, अविद्या को छोड़ो, अविद्या नींद है। जिस तरह से ताप का भ्रम हो जाता है रस्सी को देख के, एक छोटा सा बालक है, उसने सांप देखा, टीवी में सांप देख के आया, कुंडली मार के बैठा हुआ है, आता है गेंद पकड़ने के लिए, चाटे के नीचे झांकता है, वहां रस्सी पड़ी थी, उसको लगता है सांप, बोला सांप, चाटे के नीचे सांप, घबरा के बाहर आ गया। इतने में पिताजी आते हैं, उन्होंने बाहर से रस्सी निकाली और देखा, अरे सांप तो था ही नहीं। तो जब तक वो सांप के इस भय से ग्रसित रहा, डरा रहा, तब तक वो सारा का सारा क्या था? भ्रम था। जैसे ही हकीकत खुली तो पता चला सांप नाम की कोई चीज वहां पे थी, जो चीज नहीं थी उसका वहम और भ्रम जो है वो ही सृष्टि का कारण है। वैसे सृष्टि है नहीं, हम भ्रम को स्वप्न आ गया या भ्रम हो गया कि ये सृष्टि है और वो इसका क्या है, एक उसके संसुख दुख हो रहा है, तब तक वो जीव है जब तक वो स्वप्न देखता है। जब वो उठ जाता है तो फिर वो देखता है कि उसके अलावा कुछ है नहीं, वो क्या है, वो बस एक भ्रम है, आनंदमय अनुभूति है, उसका ना कोई रूप है, ना कोई रंग है, ना कोई स्वाद है, ना कोई विचार है, ना कोई कुछ, एकदम निर्विशेष है, उसकी कोई भी विशेषता नहीं है।
इसका मतलब यह है कि जनरसी होता अस्तित्व है, भले हमने गलत भी लिया तो क्या।
अब इसके उत्तर दो तीन निकलते हैं, उत्तर ये निकले, प्रश्न बनते हैं, प्रश्न ये बनते हैं, स्वप्न किसने देखा? अगर भ्रम ने स्वप्न देखा, स्वप्न देखने का गुण होगा तभी तो स्वप्न देखेगा, तो निर्विशेष कैसे हुआ है? निर्गुण कैसे हुआ? निर्गुण और निर्विशेष तो बना नहीं। दूसरा प्रश्न ये हुआ कि स्वप्न में हम देखते हैं कि जो जीवित अवस्था में हम चीजें देखते हैं वही हमको स्वप्न में दिखाई देती है, जिनका अस्तित्व स्वप्न में तो नहीं है लेकिन जीवित अवस्था में हमने देखा होता है, तो स्वप्न के अगर भ्रम है तो उससे साबित होता है कि कोई जीवित अवस्था भी है जिसमें ये सब चीजों का अपना कोई अस्तित्व है। और तीसरा यह है कि अगर भ्रम हमको रस्सी में सर्प का, सर्प में रज्जु में सर्प का भ्रम हो रहा है, तो सर्प का कहीं ज्ञान है तब भी तो रस्सी में भ्रम हो रहा है, सर्प के कुछ गुणों की समानता रस्सी में देखने के कारण सर्प का भय आ रहा है, तो सर्प के गुणों से हम वाकिफ हैं, तो वो सर्प हमने कब देखा, कहाँ देखा, किसमें देखा? अगर भ्रम के अलावा कोई दूसरी चीज नहीं है तो सर्प का ज्ञान उस भ्रम को कहाँ से आया, वो स्वप्न सर्प भ्रम को कहाँ से आया? और तीसरा जो रामानुजाचार्य जी ने एक और बात कही है, अच्छा भाई मायावादियों अद्वैतवादियों शंकराचार्य के तथा कथित शिष्यों, शंकराचार्य जी ने इतना वहम नहीं डाला था जितने उनके शिष्यों ने डाला। जीव जो सृष्टि देख रहा है वो सोया हुआ है, ठीक है, और जब वो जग गया तो फिर वो देखता है कि कुछ है ही नहीं उसके अलावा। तो जब आप इस बात का प्रचार कर रहे हो और खाना भी खाते हो, रोटी भी खाते हो, आपको भूख भी लगती है और अपने शरीर को ढक के ढांपते भी हो, तो आप भ्रम हो या स्वप्न वाले व्यक्ति हो, भ्रम हो, जागे हुए भ्रम हो या स्वप्न वाले भ्रम हो? अगर आप जागे हुए भ्रम हो तो आप देखोगे कि ये शरीर है ही नहीं, हटाओ इसको, हमें अभी जला देता हूँ, आपको कोई फर्क ही नहीं पड़ेगा। क्यों? क्योंकि ये तो है ही नहीं, इसका अस्तित्व ही नहीं है, वो तो दिखे ही नहीं, वो तिरोहित हो गया। अगर आपको आपका शरीर दिख रहा है इसका मतलब अभी आप स्वप्न देख रहे हैं, समझिए। आदमी जग जाता है तो स्वप्न के व्यक्तियों से हाथ नहीं मिला सकता, देख नहीं सकता, बात नहीं कर सकता। अगर वो कर रहा है तो इसका मतलब भी वो स्वप्न चल रहा है। तो आप बताओ कि चलते हुए स्वप्न में हो या जागते हुए, जो भी ज्ञान दे रहा है ये अद्वैतवाद का प्रीचर बना हुआ है या जगत गुरु शंकराचार्य बन गए हैं, ये बताएं कि ये स्वप्न चल रहा है जो, और आप जो हमें ये ज्ञान दे रहे हो, आप जो गुरु बन गए हो, तो आप स्वयं जग चुके हो या अभी स्वप्न देख रहे हो? अगर जग चुके हो तो फिर आप हो ही नहीं, ना आपका शरीर है और कुछ भी नहीं है। जब कुछ भी नहीं है, एक भ्रम ही रह गया, तो वो किसको उपदेश देगा? देखो उपदेश, जब ब्रह्म को जागृति हो गई, उसकी अविद्या नष्ट हो गई और वो ये देखता है अद्वैत, यदि वहाँ कोई दूसरा तो है ही नहीं। जितने में अभी तक देख रहा था चीजें वो क्या थी? स्वप्न थी।
स्वप्न खुल गया,
स्वप्न खुल गया, एकमात्र मैं ही हूँ। अच्छा, तो अब तुम उपदेश दे सकते हो किसी को? जब दूसरा कोई है ही नहीं तुम्हारे आगे, तो तुम उपदेश ही नहीं दे सकते। अच्छा, अगर तुम कहो कि मैं अभी स्वप्न देख रहा हूँ, अभी तुम्हें ज्ञान हुआ है, अभी जगना बाकी है, तो तुम स्वप्न देख रहे हो और ये भी स्वप्न देख रहे हो, तो एक स्वप्न देखने वाला दूसरे स्वप्न देखने वाले को क्या ज्ञान देगा?
सच बात।
एक स्वप्न, एक सपना दूसरे सपने को, अब तो सपना है ना, तो एक सपना दूसरे सपने को क्या प्रचार करेगा? तो स्वप्न तो प्रचार नहीं करते ना, तो प्रचार तो जागृत अवस्था में होता है, इसलिए तुम्हारा प्रचार नाम की कोई चीज नहीं। इस तरह से अद्वैतवाद टोटली स्मैश हो जाता है, लेकिन प्रश्न वहीं का वहीं खड़ा जाएगा। क्या प्रश्न? सृष्टि की रचना कैसे? ये बड़ा जबरदस्त प्रश्न है। इस प्रश्न का उत्तर उन्होंने कहा, देखो जी, इस ढंग से नहीं होता जो अद्वैतवादी देते हैं। अद्वैतवादी कहते हैं विवर्तवाद। विवर्तवाद का मतलब है कि कुछ है ही नहीं और दिख रहा है, स्वप्न जैसा कोई है नहीं, दिख रहा है, इसे क्या कहा? विवर्तवाद। उन्होंने कहा नहीं, इसका उत्तर है परिणामवाद। परिणामवाद क्या है कि नहीं, परिणाम आता है, विकार आता है, सृष्टि की रचना होती है, लेकिन अगर वो ब्रह्म में होती है तो इसका मतलब है विकार किसमें स्वीकार किया जाएगा? ब्रह्म में। पर क्योंकि ये ब्रह्म में नहीं हो रही है, इसलिए परिणामवाद तो है पर ब्रह्म में परिणामवाद नहीं है। तो अब उसको उन्होंने बताया चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने कि भगवान की शक्ति है, भगवान की शक्ति है, एक है भगवान और एक है भगवान की शक्ति। तो ये संरचना शक्ति करती है और विकार किस में आता है? शक्ति में आता है। जो स्वयं ब्रह्म है जिसे भगवान कहते हैं, वो निर्विकार रह आते हैं। जैसे चिंतामणि है, वो क्या करती है? लोहे को छुओ तो सोना बना देती है, लेकिन खुद क्या रहती है? चिंतामणि। उसके अंदर स्वयं में विकास नहीं आता। दूध में खट्टा डालो तो वो क्या बन जाता है? नहीं बन जाता। तो दही दूध का क्या है? विकार है। दही के रूप में उसके दूध के कुछ गुण है, विशेषकर उसका रंग, जैसे दूध सफेद वैसे नहीं सफेद, लेकिन दही को दूध नहीं कहा जाता। इस तरह से जो मूल परिवर्तन है जिसमें एक चीज बदल के दूसरी चीज आ जाती है, ये वाला विकार ब्रह्म में तो नहीं आ सकता, लेकिन ब्रह्म की असंख्य शक्तियां हैं, उन शक्तियों में ये विकार आ सकता है। और शक्तियों में अगर विकार आता है तो उसको हम वो नहीं मानेंगे, विकार नहीं मानेंगे, ब्रह्म में विकार नहीं मानेंगे। विकार किस में आया?
वो ब्रह्म को ही नहीं मानते, वो बोलते हैं कि शून्य से ही सृष्टि निकलती।
शून्य से कैसे निकली सृष्टि? प्लस और माइनस को मिलाया तो शून्य बचता है, तो शून्य में से प्लस निकला, माइनस निकला। आग और पानी को मिलाओ तो कुछ नहीं बचेगा। इसी तरह से कुछ नहीं से ये सृष्टि निकली, ये सृष्टि किसी तत्व से नहीं निकली। निर्विशेषवादी कहते हैं कि ये सृष्टि निर्विशेष ब्रह्म का स्वप्न है। जो ब्रह्म है वो क्या है? निर्विशेष है, और उसका ये सृष्टि क्या है? स्वप्न है। जागो, अविद्या से जागृत हो जाओ और देखो कि तुम्हारे अलावा कुछ है नहीं। तो ये जब करो क्या? ब्रह्मास्मि नहीं और कुछ है नहीं, मैं स्वप्न देख रहा हूँ, मैं हूँ नहीं, मैं शरीर नहीं हूँ, मैं हूँ, ये शरीर भी झूठा, शरीर है ही नहीं, जो कुछ मैं देख रहा हूँ वो समस्त चीजें मिथ्या है। मिथ्या का मतलब है अस्तित्व विहीन है, इनका कोई अपने में अस्तित्व ही नहीं है, ये मानो। और जो शून्यवादी है वो कहती है अस्तित्व अपने कर्मों का फल मिलना है, लेकिन जीरो से निकले थे जीरो में समा जाएंगे, जीरो हो जाएंगे, ये कोई वेद शास्त्र वगैरह कुछ है ही नहीं, वो शून्यवादी निर्विशेषवादी और शून्यवादी और पाश्चात्य देश की तीन चीजें। तो शंकराचार्य क्या कहते हैं, शंकराचार्य ने सूत्रों से विवर्तवाद का उपदेश दिया, वो कहते हैं ब्रह्म की परिणति स्वीकार करने से ब्रह्म का ब्रह्मत्व नहीं रहता। सृष्टि की संरचना अगर ब्रह्म में है, अगर ब्रह्म सृष्टि को रचित कर रहा है तो फिर ब्रह्म क्या रहा, ब्रह्म नहीं रहा, वो तो बदल गया, फिर तो उनकी मदद कर बैठे। इसलिए परिणामवाद अच्छा नहीं है। तो दो दो वाद हो गए, एक हो गया विवर्तवाद और दूसरा हो गया परिणामवाद। परिणामवाद का मतलब जिसका जिसमें रिजल्ट निकलता है, रिजल्ट होता है कुछ अभी कुछ है और उसके बाद बदल के कुछ और हो जाएगा, फिर उसके बाद बदल के कुछ और हो जाएगा, उसके बाद बदल के कुछ और हो जाएगा, हर पल हर घड़ी कारण के लगने से कोई भी कॉज लगता है उसका परिणाम निकलता है, इसे कॉज अफेक्ट कहते हैं। परिणामवाद का मतलब है इसमें, वैसे परिणामवाद का परिणाम का मतलब विकार बताया। तो मायावादियों का कहना है भाई हम परिणामवाद स्वीकार नहीं करते हैं, परिणामवाद स्वीकार करने से परिणाम भ्रम में घटित होता दिखाई देता है। ये हिंदी समझ आ रही है, परिणाम भ्रम में घटित होता दिखाई देता है, यानी कि जो परिवर्तन है किसमें हो रहा है, ब्रह्म में हो रहा है, तो ब्रह्म जो है वो विकारी हो जाता है, परिवर्तनशील हो जाता है, जबकि हम उसको अविनाशी अपरिवर्तनशील और विकार रहित मानते हैं। इसलिए परिणामवाद उचित नहीं है, विवर्तवाद उचित है। विवर्तवाद के हिसाब से ये सृष्टि की अस्तित्व नहीं है और ब्रह्म जो है वो अविकारी माना जाएगा।